Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I would love to hear your comments about the show and ideas for future segments. I have a short story I just got to share with you. This is a cute little story that's going to put a smile on your face. I love kids. I have four girls, and I have a grandson, folks. My grandson is just 4 years old. And in the past week, he's been staying with us while my daughter had her wisdom teeth out. And so my husband and I were taking turns back and forth between working and playing with our grandson. And at one point when I was working, I was also looking after him as well. And while I was working on putting together today's segment, the script and everything, I was practicing on what I was going to say. And I noticed my grandson all of a sudden stopped playing with his trucks, and he just stood there, and I could tell he was really thinking. And I asked him, like, what's going on? What are you thinking about? And he said to me, you know, Grandma, why do you keep calling yourself Sue London? That's not your name. It's Beautiful Grandma. I have to tell you, I gave this boy one of the biggest hugs I could ever give. He just touched my heart like there was no tomorrow. I have to ask you, do you have moments in your life like this? Do you take your children, your family for granted? Well, in 1996, I laid in a hospital bed, and I was told that I had just 30 minutes to live after my intestine burst. So for me, moments like this with my family are such huge blessings from above. And you just never know what's going to be on those little minds, what they're thinking next. Little story for you to remember the next time you see your child just standing there, folks. I want to take a second and I want to share that, you know, I've been watching the news like many of us have, and I've been noticing that parts of the country have been hit by devastating tornadoes and floods. And I really want to ask you at this time to please send your prayers and your thoughts to all of those people who are affected, because, you know, we all can make a positive difference through our positive thoughts and our prayers. I also want to take a minute and I want to say a very special thank you to my sponsors for helping me to help others. And I want to have a very special thank you to Bonnie Ross and Daryl Thistle for writing and producing my theme music, A Perfect Sky. You've heard that music at the beginning of the show and you'll hear it again at the end. It's such incredibly healing music. So to hear the whole song, I encourage you all to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. On the homepage, you can hear the entire track. And if you like it, you can then go to BonnieRoss.com, and you can even purchase it, and you can be playing it all the time for yourself. I found this music to be very healing for myself, and I know it will do the same for you. So check it out. Now, I am so excited about today's show. My guest is an incredible lady who's been on an unbelievable journey. Today the topic is letting go, the healing power of forgiveness. And my very special guest is Elizabeth Cookson. Elizabeth Cookson is a spiritual teacher, a motivational speaker, and a radio talk show host. Elizabeth offers a gift of teaching the human spirit how to break free of the barriers holding them back, to assist in defining success, and to create a lifetime of personal freedom. Elizabeth is an inspirational role model to many as she shares her touching life story, which includes abuse, divorce, and the sudden death of her infant daughter. Instead of being harnessed in resentment and anger, Elizabeth has embraced life challenges and gratefully walked through with an open heart and mind. Now she teaches others to travel the same path of hope. It is such a true honor for me to have Elizabeth with us today. I know that her words are going to touch your heart. Elizabeth, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm just so excited to have you here, and you know what you have been through in your life. Gosh, when I read your story, it just brought tears to my eyes. As I was saying in the beginning, children are big to me, and I can't imagine losing a child. I absolutely cannot even know what it's like for you. And we have millions around the world going through this. Can I get you to briefly share your story of the sudden death of your infant daughter? Because I really know that your story can really help millions.
Oh, absolutely. I'll start basically, you know, if you can imagine having three children under the age of two in a household, how noisy and busy that could possibly be. And my husband and I were taking turns with that rock, paper, scissors to see who was going to have one of the twins. And he got Ryan. And I got Nicola, which is kind of interesting because we nicknamed her High Maintenance. And the reason we did that is because Ryan would go to bed at 3 to 4 hours, and, you know, that was kind of like the bonus. And then Nicola was every 2 hours. And ever since she was little, you know, just a couple months old, she was, you know, getting up every couple of hours. And at the age of 9 months, both twins, we had just recently moved, and we were both working in our corporate locations, if you will, and being parents. And what occurred was I had a business meeting the next day, and I need to present for and get some international folks online as well. So I asked my husband if he would be so kind as to take that evening duty of that every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And keep Nicola for the evening. And so, you know, he so graciously accepted and took care of her. And I slept in the guest bedroom and got a great night's sleep and was woken bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with the sun in my face. And so the alarm clock did not go off. So you can imagine I was rushing around with my head cut off, trying to get my suit on, get my hair dressed, you know, get everything ready to go out the door. And as I ran down the stairs, you know, I'm asking my husband to help me get the kids. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I got them all. I'll get them all to daycare. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Thank you so much. So I'm looking for my laptop, can't find it. And my daughter is downstairs with her gummy smile and bare feet and just giggling away at, you know, her mom running around trying to find her thing. As I located it, then I'm like, all right, guys, I'm gone. And bye. See you later. And I run out the door. And it took about 30 minutes to get into work and rushed in, got the computer set up, got my PowerPoints all ready, and was ready to do some international dialing, get all our people on, and realized the meeting was canceled. And so the message that I really have, you know, for the listeners is I was so caught up in control and so caught up in the future and in always going somewhere that the next thing that I have to share with you is really about being present. As the day continued, I had a lot of information that, you know, I had to process for work, and I went into my boss's office and I saw this black puff of smoke. It's almost like when you beat chalkboard erasers, you know, if you can date yourself back into the 70s and 80s or even before. That puff of smoke is what I saw. And as an intuitive or as a medium, I knew that was a sign that someone had just recently passed away.
Yeah.
So at 3:30 in the afternoon, I realized that somebody was going to be giving me a call, probably about my great aunt who had passed away. I went back to my desk and started putting things away, and I got a call from my husband, and to my surprise, he said, you know, Nicola's been rushed to the hospital. I need you to get down here. And the first thing I did was gasp because it grabbed my heart. I felt like, oh, my gosh, it couldn't possibly be her. So I took off and I ran out of my office building and I got in my car. And once again, I was stopped in traffic. It was bumper to bumper traffic. I was really angry. I was like, come on, what's taking so long? Why can't I get to the hospital? I just want to see my baby girl. And you know, I'm making several phone calls, called the daycare to say, hey, what happened? What's, you know, what's wrong with her? And And they're like, they're doing everything they can. Don't worry. You know, just get there safely. And then I get the call that nobody wants to get.
Yeah.
I get the call and said, Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. She's gone. And as you can imagine, I went through so many emotions. It was like a tornado, you know, the experience of, you know, denial and anger and bargaining and depression and everything, mm-hmm. like all at once just hit me in the middle of rush hour traffic. And so I was so taken back, and I realized at that moment in time it would have only taken me 5 minutes to tell my family, my children, my dog, how much I love them in the morning versus rushing off. And it was mm-hmm. a valuable lesson to me that I realized by being present and being in the present moment that there's things I wouldn't have left that day feeling unsettled or incomplete.
Absolutely. That's such a good lesson for everyone. It's like when I was sharing in the beginning how, you know, I stopped and I watched my grandson, and when he said what he did, that's something that I will always share and hold, you know, it's important to me. Can I just get you to hold the thought you have, because we've got to go to a commercial here very shortly, and I want, when we come back, for you to, you know, start sharing some tools with people. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Guys, if you've just tuned in, we have Elizabeth Cookson here, and we're discussing letting go, the healing power of forgiveness. And Elizabeth is sharing her story, her tragic story of losing her 9-month-old baby girl. Elizabeth, we want to help our listeners. So when you come back, I want you to share about how people can start the healing process. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect. Now, guys, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Elizabeth Cookson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about this empowering subject about how you can let go and through the healing power of forgiveness. So stay tuned. We'll be right back shortly.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized. at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Elizabeth Cookson, who's talking with us about letting go, the healing power of forgiveness. Before the break, Elizabeth was sharing her tragic story of losing her 9-month-old baby girl. Elizabeth, before I ask you that question, can you just take a second and share your contact information with everybody?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for asking. It's www.elizabethcookson.com, and that is CUCKSON.com. And I also host a radio show called Healing Hearts, where we discuss healing from the inside out, and that's on Blog Talk Radio / Elizabeth Cookson.
Perfect. Now, Elizabeth, we want to help our listeners create the life they desire. So what would you suggest is the first step our listeners need to take to let go so that they can start their healing process of forgiveness?
That's a really good question, Sue, and I'm going to make it a little bit more generalized. I know we're talking about the loss of my daughter, but I know that a lot of people really go through many different things in their lives. So regardless of whatever you're holding on to, whether it be a loss of a job or money or spiritual, it could be relationship-oriented or even the loss of a loved one like I experienced many times over in my life, the first step is really actually acknowledging that you have something to let go of. So sharing your feelings, for example, like with family, with friends, a therapist, or, you know, some type of church or congregation, I find that very cathartic, very healing, because you're really releasing it. You're really letting it go. And so I think the key is to be in a place of balance, right? So allowing others to help you. And so many times we think, you know, through grief or a loss of some sort, you know, we have to do it all ourselves. And, you know, nobody grieves or experiences anything really in life the same. So I would just recommend surrendering your control, right, and allow the gifts of others to support you. So get support. Try not to isolate yourself and hold those feelings in, because that's definitely not healthy. And another thing that I've realized that is really beneficial is creating a journal. Sometimes people don't feel like sharing that information with someone else. They don't feel like they can really share that in confidence and so forth. So creating a journal and putting that information in there of any, like, past unresolved issues or things that you just really want to get out, it's a perfect way and a safe way, you know, to let that information flow out of you so you're not harnessing everything inside. And the next thing I would recommend probably is looking at changing your thoughts and your vocabulary to more positive words, because those positive words will change how you feel.
That's good information there.
Yes, I just invite you to stay away from that victim and be the victor of your situation. And I'm going to teach you a little bit later how to breathe and some techniques to help let go.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, I know we've got a lot of people listening, and they're hearing your story about losing your child. How did it affect your family? How did you find that everybody grieved the same way, or was it different for everybody?
Oh, it's definitely different for everybody in our family, because me as an intuitive, the first message that I got from my daughter was, you know, mommy, you know, the daycare provider loved me just like you loved me. And so I was able to communicate with her and have that, and be open, and, you know, to hear the message, right? So not putting myself in a place of judgment, because I know that the daycare provider, you know, she loved my daughter, it really taught me that I needed to forgive my daycare provider so that she could grieve. Now, my husband was in a completely different space. He did not. He was one of those people that I told you about journaling or going out maybe in a forest and screaming. That would be him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know that anybody else would get how he felt. I mean, you can only imagine losing a child. Well, you know, it's like you don't know how we feel. And that's so true. Everybody grieves totally differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was going to say that the best thing a family could do is just support each other with their feelings. Is that fair to say? Like everyone's going to feel differently?
Especially your children. Because remember, children also grieve. And I think sometimes we try to shelter them. And it was so important to engage the children, especially Nicholas' twin brother, who is definitely missing part of his better half.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely engage the entire family to keep yourselves together and support one another.
Well, now, how would you say that, what do you believe how this experience has changed your life?
Oh, well, I would definitely say, you know, I learned so much about my control issues that I have, and I could admit I had control issues. I learned to be present and to love myself, and I realized that by forgiving and letting go and being more present, I found that I had more space within myself to love myself so that I could help and love other people, because I was that vessel that was truly empty because I'm a giver. And I realized that there's sometimes if you're not in that place of balance and being present, right, and loving yourself,
right,
that the true freedom that I experienced by letting go, it opened my heart to love myself, to love others, and to embrace love just in general.
And that's really important, you know, to say that you loved yourself, because I know so many parents would feel guilty over so many things, you know, and you have to be able to look after yourself. You still have kids there, right? Did you have three kids still, you know, at home? Right? You had a total of four kids, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and I know myself, my kids, I'm their example. So if I'm not loving myself, that's going to kind of start the domino effect going, right? So
and taking care of yourself too. So you know, you don't want to necessarily, I think honesty is important, you know, I mean, having your tears and crying and showing emotion. But I also think being strong for one another was so important, you know, to that healing process for everyone.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, you were talking about letting go and different tools and techniques. Do you want to just take a minute and share about how Total Truth Letters are such an important tool for people to use to release? Do you want to just share what that is and how people can do it?
Definitely. So a Total Truth Letter, you can use them in a couple of different ways. And so since we're talking about letting go, this would be something that no longer serves you. So that could definitely be that past relationship. It could be an event, a person, a place, or a thing. And what you do is you actually write a letter to that individual, and you really let it rip. You let them know how you feel, how, you know, angry, upset, judgmental, whatever it is that you're feeling, okay? Because that's bottled up inside of you, and it's making your chest tight and your stomach hurt, and right? And it's not allowing you to receive, you know, what's in store for you. So you need to let go of things that no longer serve you. By writing this letter, you're really letting it rip. And I even tell people, put that F-bomb in there if you need to do that. Because it's truly authentically you, right?
This is a family show now, Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, putting things out there to say, this is really how I feel emotionally, getting it out. Then what you do is after you've released you know, all the things that you've harnessed inside of you, you take it outside and you burn it. And the reason you take it outside, first of all, it's safe. And the second thing is all the energy that you just put into that love, that anger and bitterness in words that really don't serve you, right? You want to release that to the universe or God or whatever that higher power is that you believe in, and really open yourself up now to receive greatness in your life. And so you're really making more space in that, in your heart, to receive good things and let go of things that no longer serve you.
And, you know, I can tell the listeners that I know myself personally, I have done this exercise. And when I learned that my first husband had a girlfriend for 14 of the 16 years of our marriage, boy, did I have a lot of negative emotions on that one. So I did a lot of total truth letters, and it's so powerful, so healing. And I really encourage all you listening to do this technique because it can really, really help you. Such a great tool, Elizabeth. Fantastic. Now, I'm just looking. We're going to have another break here in about 2 minutes. So in about 2 minutes or about in a minute, can you share I heard you interviewed recently, and you mentioned about you have a 10 life. What does that mean?
Well, a 10 life to me is I'm living the life that I'm intended to live. So
yes.
I wake up with the intention at a very high vibration that my day is going to be awesome and filled with just fabulous things. And so for me, I'm looking at the positive in my life, because
good.
If I change that vibration and thoughts, it brings me that 10-plus life that I deserve.
That's such a good thing to share with everyone. Guys, I hope that you really, if you don't take anything away, that's important to take away. Always focus on that positive. We're going to go to a break here. So I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Elizabeth Cookson will share more details on you can let go and how you can start healing. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid. exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Elizabeth Cookson here, and we're talking today about letting go, the healing power of forgiveness. Elizabeth, can you share with everyone your website again, please?
Sure. That is www.elizabethcookson.com, and that's spelled C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com.
Perfect. Now, Elizabeth, let's talk now about forgiveness. It's so healing. Can you share your thoughts with everyone about that?
Oh, wow. It's by forgiving, I'll tell you, there's so many things that I could think about with my experience of forgiveness. And I've experienced, first of all, a greater sense of peace and personal freedom from letting go of that resentment and anger and emotion and physical pain that I had. So keep in mind, just with the loss of my daughter, but I also had a lot of other experiences that I encountered in my life with a lot of physical, sexual, and emotional abuse that I had. So I had a lot of things weighing heavy on my heart and on my back as far as, you know, I wasn't standing straight up and being the person that I really could be. And so I made a choice, and that's what we all have in front of us is a choice. And I decided to walk out of the prison that I created for myself. I made the choice to live in the present moment and to realize that all the experiences that I have from my past truly make me the person that I am. So, I didn't look at myself like the victim that I had typically looked at myself for so many years as the victim of my past. So
yes.
I realized that by right? So
yeah, I was the same way. I can tell you. Listeners, I was the same way.
Right?
We're twins.
I realized, like, totally,
hey, Elizabeth, did
are.
I share with everyone that we have the same birthday, too?
No, I don't think
I haven't got that out, guys. Everything that she's telling you, it's, like, been my life to accept. I've had a disease and she lost a child, so, yeah. Sorry, Elizabeth, I had to get that out.
No, it's true, because, see, we realize that by controlling and not letting go, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't allowing our hearts to open. It wasn't allowing us to receive the future that lied in front of us that was just right there for the taking, because we were such in a control space and looking in the rearview mirror and realize, hey, if you guys are in the car, how small is that rearview mirror compared to the windshield that's in front of you? Because there's
yes.
a reason. You're supposed to be looking ahead, right? So be present, be in the, you know, in the present moment and look forward and just be observant to what's in front of you. And I'm telling each of your listeners that it takes a lot more, seriously, to hold on to your past. It just takes so much energy. It doesn't take any strength to forgive and to let go. It doesn't take any strength, okay? So
no.
The question really is, are you ready to, you know, to let go of that one thing and let it rip and have the courage and believe in yourself? And truly, what's the question? The question is, what are you waiting for?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
And you know, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I was given 30 minutes to live. So you imagine laying in a hospital bed and being told that. When you look back on your life, what really is important and what's not, you know, it gives you a whole new perspective. So, you know, between the story I'm sharing with you guys and what Elizabeth's telling you, I think, you know, it's kind of helping you to let go so much easier because life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Elizabeth?
Oh, it is. And I'm not saying that I didn't experience grief and pain with all these situations, but what I did do is realized what the gift was from the experience. And sometimes that just takes us a little bit longer to realize that there's something beautiful that's been given to us, and if we just open that gift, we'll realize truly what it is.
Well, and you know, I've worked with a lot of kids at our Sick Kids Hospital, and these were kids that were terminally ill. And you know what I learned was that they came into their parents' life for a reason, and they were real teachers for them, just as I know my children have all been my teachers. Would you say that Nicola, you know, what would you say she taught you? More like this experience, what you've been through and how you've grown. Is there anything specific that you could say she was your teacher for?
Well, definitely be in the present moment, because I would have taken the 5 minutes to tell my children and family how much I love them versus running out the door to a meeting that was canceled. That's the number one. And the second thing is she opened my heart.
I mean,
wide open. I can't even describe how it was so tight and closed from all the things I've experienced in life. And by that one event, it has broken my heart wide open so that I could, first of all, like I said, love myself again. And now I'm sharing, you know, my compassion and my truth and love for with other people.
Yeah, and, you know, you are such an inspiration, and I am just so glad you're here today to share this. Now, something that you had mentioned to me earlier, that prayer is a must-do to start your day. Can you share with our listeners why you feel it's so important to start your day and end your day with prayer?
Oh, absolutely, and you are correct. I actually set my alarm clock now. It's progressively getting longer. So it used to only be 15 minutes before I needed to wake up, and now I'm at an hour before I'm actually, you know, scheduled to wake up. I set my alarm clock, and when it goes off, it is the alarm that says, get up and be grateful for another day. Celebrate another day. And so I set the intention for the day. I'm grateful. I start going through everything that I'm grateful for. So I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my health. You know, I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I just think of everything. And granted, look at how far. I went from 15 minutes now to an hour. And I spend so much time thanking God for everything that I'm grateful for in my life. And I look for the gifts, you know, that are in front of me each day. So, like I said, don't get me wrong. Some of my days have some really big challenges. Okay, but the key is, how do you look at those challenges and look at how you learn and rise above them and stay out of the victim state, right? So remember, you control how you respond, and then how are you really willing to approach life? Are you willing to surrender the control and live that peaceful, joyful life? And
perfect.
By waking up now an hour early, it gives me that gift every day of setting the intention for a great day.
Good, good point. Now, I know you recently were filmed in a documentary about called After They Were Gone. What is that documentary about, and why did you decide to do it?
Oh, gosh, this was such a blessing. Mm-hmm. The film, After They're Gone, is an upcoming film. It's a documentary that was created by filmmaker Stephen Downs, and he was seeking a better understanding of the process of the sudden loss of his 22-year-old brother. And so what he realized is, wow, there's 156,000 people who die a day leaving behind a loved one, right? And how do people process that whole grieving process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And understanding how unique it is and so forth. So his film's approach is quite simple, and this is why I just loved being part of this and participating in this documentary, is he asked people who have lost someone close to them how they coped with their losses and, you know, allow people just to speak freely. But really what he's trying to get out of it is how it reminds us of our love for others and about mortality and our deepest emotions.
Great. Now, can I ask you, I'm just watching the time. I hate to cut you off because you've got so much to share here. I there's a couple other questions I want to ask you, but are you going to have this information on your website?
I will definitely have this on that and on my Facebook site as well. So my name, Elizabeth Dixon, it's the same on Facebook and Twitter and so forth. So you can find it here probably at the end of the summer.
Okay, good. So the end of the summer. Good. That was my next question. We're like down to 3 minutes before we have to go here. So, Elizabeth, again, can you share your contact information with everybody? Your website address?
It's www.elizabethcookson.com.
Okay. Now, can you share with everybody what services do you offer to help people?
Well, it's quite interesting. So I'm an intuitive expert, and I provide solutions to the questions, you know, in their life, in their business. And so as an intuitive, a medium, Reiki practitioner, and I've worked in the corporate world for over 19 years, I use my gifts to offer solutions that cater to that individual circumstance, whether it be home or office. So, you know, just contact me if you have any questions that's going on in your life, and I would be more than happy to assist you with that.
Great. And you've got a motivational talk coming up soon, don't you?
I do, actually. On Saturday, I'll be speaking about the power of forgiveness.
Good. And now, are you speaking in Colorado? Where's the event happening?
The event is actually here in Colorado, and you can find that on www.epmovement.com.
Okay, great. Now, Elizabeth, what message of inspiration do you want to leave with the listeners?
Wow, I would just say do your best to be in the present moment, and it's the biggest gift that you can give yourself. And, you know, Sue, I just want to say it's been my pleasure sharing with you and your listeners today, and I really hope that, you know, something has, you know, really settled in their hearts about letting go and forgiving and opening their heart and being present.
Yeah, that was fabulous. And I can tell you, my youngest daughter, she recently got her driver's license, and she got her own car. And I can tell you, since you shared that story with me about, you know, how you went out the door rushing and you didn't give Nicola a kiss, I always am at the front door when my daughter gets in her car, and I'm always there waving goodbye to her before I start my work day. So you have really been a good teacher for me as well, and I thank you for that. You are really touching millions around the world, and I have been one of them. So I love you, my friend. You're a very special lady.
Aw, it's been my pleasure.
So, again, guys, check out Elizabeth. She's a very special lady, ElizabethCookson.com. And this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share with you some additional inspiring thoughts that will help you to create the life that you desire. So stay tuned.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. Boy, wasn't Elizabeth Cookson such an inspiration for us all to learn from. I truly, truly have such respect for that lady and the message that she shares. I want to take some time now, and I want to give you some information, and I want to give you a tip for the week. I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life that I desire. And I'm here to help you to get there also, so that you can have that life that you desire. If you're looking for inspiration for yourself or for your kids, please go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Again, the address is AskSueLondon.com, and click on the book tab, and there you will learn more about my inspiring story of healing through my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And for children, please check out my children's book series, Rocky's Journey. And the first book is Rocky's Trip to the Hospital and Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. These books have made such a positive difference for children all around the world. If you need guidance and help with letting go and moving forward, I'm here to help you through my coaching programs and my online seminars that you can find them on my website at AskSueLondon.com. And as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, the fun part of the show. This is where I give you all homework. Here's the tip of the week. Right now, what I want to do is I want to give you a quote, and I'm going to give you an example. So you have a piece of paper and a pen nearby. I'm going to give you this quote, and if you want to write this down, this will be your homework for the week, let's say. So the quote is, "If it doesn't flow, then let it go." Did you all get that? Let me say it again. If it doesn't flow, then let it go. This is a motto that I live by. This is a great affirmation for people who have trouble making decisions for themselves, who don't trust their inner guidance, who always turn to other people for answers, just like I used to in the past. These are for this affirmation are for people who get easily stressed and worry a lot. So again, write this down. Okay, the quote is, "If it doesn't flow, then let it go." So once you've wrote it down on these little, you know, pieces of paper or sticky notes, What I used to do when I needed these positive affirmations is I would take the message that was on my sticky note and I would stick it everywhere all through the house. I would go in every room where there was a mirror. I'd put it on there. Bathroom was really a good spot to put it. I'd put it on the fridge. I'd even put it on the steering wheel in my car. So wherever I went, I would read the affirmation, and that would help me, because when you read something and when you say it and then you feel it, then you start to believe it. Okay? So if it doesn't flow, let it go. So many people are spending such an amount of time worrying about the what ifs in life. People are asking themselves, is this right for me? Should I do this? I'm going to give you a little tip that I do. When I have something come to me, I will go within my body. I will tune into my body and see how I feel. If my body feels tight and I just feel off, you know how you can feel off? I know that's not right for me. But if my body feels relaxed and I get excited about it, I just feel good, I know that's right for me. So watch how your body feels. And if you feel tight, that's not for you. Okay? And when you're, when things are flowing for you, you'll find that things will just, you know, happen with ease for you. Not only will your body feel good, but you'll find that the situation will just flow. And you'll find that when you are in the middle of doing something, when you need help, that right person will show up at the right time to help you. So keep that in mind. Okay? That quote is, if it doesn't flow, then let it go. Now here's an example of what I'm talking about. In October 2007, I was booked to be at a conference and to receive an award from the secret teacher, John Assaraf, down in San Diego, California. And my husband and I were going to go together, and he suggested that after I had done the conference, we would take a couple days and we would do some sightseeing. And he suggested that he thought, let's try something new, and how about we go for a hot air balloon ride? I thought that would be pretty awesome. We haven't done that. So I called the concierge travel service we deal with, and I asked them to find us three companies that would offer hot air balloon rides in the San Diego area, okay? And I got an email back from the concierge service with three different companies. And so the first company I called, and I was all excited, you know, to book this trip and have this great ride. But every time I called, I got a busy signal. It didn't matter what time of the day or the night I called, I kept getting that busy signal. So I thought, okay, well, let's move on to the second one. So I called the second number, and the operator came on, and she said that the phone had been disconnected. I thought, okay, that's two. So finally, I phoned the third company, and no one ever answered the phone. There wasn't even an answering machine with that. Again, if it doesn't flow, let it go. I am one that if things go like that, that was in three, then I thought, okay, for some reason, this is not right for me. So I hung up the phone, and I went downstairs, and I said to my husband, there's just something about this. It's not right. We're not supposed to go for this hot air balloon ride when we go to California. I don't know why, but we just need to let it go. So I get a look when something is, you know, I'm adamant about something or something just, there's a meaning behind it. And so he picked up on that look and he agreed, yeah, that was three, so we're not doing this. So what happened? We went down to California in October 2007. We were doing the training with John at the conference, and I had received my award. It was a business mastery award. And as the conference was ending, we were in this big hall and it was smelling like marshmallows. And, you know, roasted marshmallows by a campfire. And so we all started, you know, asking, where was the smell coming from? Is there something cooking in some area we didn't know about? And somebody came rushing into the room, and they said that they had just got a call that their house had been burnt down and that whole area had been evacuated. Well, then we found out more that there was raging fires all around, and that was the smell for the marshmallows. So while we were on, you know, finishing the conference, we went back to our hotel, and we talked to them at the front desk, and they said, you might want to sleep in your clothes because of this fire. We never knew when we were going to have to leave to get out of that area. We were pretty close to where they were starting to evacuate again. So what happened? We still decided, you know what? We hadn't been to this area. We were still going to make the best of it. We had a rental car. So we told the hotel manager we were going to still go. We had cell phones with us and call us if we couldn't get back in. And he suggested we pack our bags, take our bags in our car just in case we couldn't get back. So we packed our bags, we put them in the car, and we were sightseeing around. And my husband, folks, is one that never, never, ever gets lost. What ended up happening was he's driving down the road, and all of a sudden we hit this big wall of fog, smoke, ash, and we couldn't see in front of us. We couldn't see our hand in front of us if we were standing there on the road. What had happened was where the fires were going on, that is the area where we were supposed to have the hot air balloon ride. That hot air balloon ride was going to cost us $600, and because it wasn't flowing, we didn't book it. And because we didn't book it, we saved that money, and we, you know, didn't have the all the pressures of going in there. It was absolutely an experience that I will never, ever forget. It was a lesson to confirm to me that, you know, if things don't flow, to really let it go, and there's always a reason why things don't happen. So again, folks, if it doesn't flow, make sure you let it go. So for more information on the work I'm doing, make sure you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and all my information's there. And make sure you sign up for my newsletter. We're almost out of time here. I want to thank my special guest, Elizabeth Cookson, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the show is my special guest, Gloria Messenger, and the topic is angels. How do they fit into your life? On behalf of my guest, Elizabeth Cookson, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.